Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Who wants a bunk bed, Bill? There's never been a better time to sign up for a yearly EPP, Extra Podcast Person membership to Real Ghost Stories Online. Right now, when you become a yearly EPP, you'll get 1 month free membership to our EPP programs. You'll also be able to claim your very own Bunk Bed Bell.
Plus, you'll be doing your part to help keep our show on the air.
It's amazing. It's all amazing. We feel so much better.
A show that helps thousands of people worldwide.
Thanks again for providing this outlet and making it so non-threatening.
Feel not so alone with their haunting experiences.
You guys are amazing. We listen to you all the time.
Become a yearly EPP now. Get a free month of our EPP membership and get your very own Bunk Bed Bell.
Hurry though, supplies are limited.
If you're currently a monthly EPP, then upgrade your membership now to a yearly membership and get your Bunk Bed Bell and a free month of EPP membership to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I think it's important for people to be able to have a place where they can share their experiences and validate them because these things are real.
Sign up now to be a yearly EPP at ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can even email me your audio file. Just send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. We may use it on a future episode of the program. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good.
I had a delicious Chicago-style hot dog for lunch.
And I had a plain one.
Bursting with Chicago fresh flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I like them with all the stuff on there. Do you never do toppings. You're not a topping person.
I'm not, unless it's a baked potato.
Why is that?
I just don't like most of the stuff that goes on Chicago dogs or burgers.
Like ketchup and mustard I'm talking like a burger or something.
On a burger, I'll do ketchup and cheese, mm-hmm. and that's it.
And then nothing?
Nothing else.
Have you ever tried it with the toppings?
I have, and you were with me. You had me try a grown-up Hardee's hamburger
and
one
And you
time.
Said it was amazing.
No, I said it was good.
No, you said, I understand why people like this.
Yeah, and now I don't like it.
And then
like
you never
it.
Had it again.
No, I don't like it.
Why did you... For a moment,
I was hungry. I was very hungry. It was a road trip.
I thought I had moved you to the the grown-up side of eating.
I've progressed back to being five.
That's why I have to buy her the dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. Yep. She refuses to eat anything other
That's
than
not
dinosaur
true. That's not true, but I do like my burgers like a little kid. In That's fact, true. Harper eats more on her burger than I do.
She does. I fooled her the other day because they screwed up the order, and I just said, here, it's just exactly how you like it. She ate it. This is great, Daddy. Best burger ever. That's a normal one. It has everything on it. That's great. Okay. There you go. I'm going to have to fool you, but you'll figure it out.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Back to the Dino Chicken Nuggets. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. We would love to hear them. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to tell you about the time that my best friend, Tori, was possessed. Tori is a magnet for the supernatural. I was not there this night. It was just Tori and her boyfriend, Isaac. Isaac was laying in bed and playing on his phone. And eventually, at some point, probably like 2 or 3 in the morning, Tori bolts up out of bed and makes a beeline for the stairs. Isaac, you know, runs after her, grabs her, and tries to guide her back upstairs. And she's in the living room by the back door at this point. And she's like talking about how she wants to put her head through the glass of the sliding door. And he was like, no, let's just go back upstairs. Let's go to sleep. You're fine. I'm not driving you to the hospital because you want to do something silly like that. And he has her by the arms and he turns her around and starts leading her back up back towards the stairs. And she stops at the china hutch that she had in the living room. And she's just staring at the glass doors of the hutch and says, do you know how easy it would be to put your head through something like that? And she rears her head back like she's about to do it. And he grabs her by the hair and says, no, you're not doing that, and starts leading her towards the stairs. And they get about 3 or 4 steps up, and her cat, Luna, jumps on the stairs in front of them. And Tori looks over at Isaac and says, get her away from me. So Isaac reaches over and starts trying to swat Luna off the stairs. And all of a sudden, Tori reaches down, grabs Luna by the scruff of her neck, and practically throws her down the stairs. Luna's fine. Nothing bad happened to the cat. She was just shaken up. They finally got up the stairs, and Isaac gets her to lay down, and Tori just starts laughing, like maniacally laughing, and says, you know I'm not your girlfriend, right? And Isaac doesn't say anything, but he's up for the rest of the night, even after Tori's fallen back to sleep. He's up for the rest of the night, and the next morning, they're getting ready for work, and Tori gets out of the shower, and she says, you know, thank you for not leaving me last night. Thank you for not going to watch Netflix or do whatever you would normally do. And he's like, yeah, sure, you know, no problem. And Tori goes, no, babe, you don't understand, because if you hadn't been here, I would have jumped out the window. And right below Tori's bedroom window was our patio, which is obviously concrete. To this day, Tori still has issues with sleepwalking, where Isaac will wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and find her by the front door or sleeping on the couch when they fell asleep together in bed. And yeah, that's the story of my best friend being possessed by something. I don't even know what. I just started listening to your podcast today while I was at work, and I absolutely love it. And when I can, I'm definitely going to subscribe to the TV thing. Yeah, guys, keep up the good work. I love the stories. Thanks. Bye.
That is so scary to know that you're not in control and something that is wants to cause you to hurt yourself.
And luckily, she had friends that were there to prevent that from happening and weren't just like, yeah, go do whatever you're going to do. And
just laugh and watch it happen.
And then it happens. And it's like, oh, shit, how did that happen? Well, they just said they were going to do it. So,
but being the boyfriend, how do you have a good night's sleep after that?
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I don't know how you handle that, especially if it's like a repeated thing where it's like constantly going on. How do you battle that? How do you, you know, find peace with that? It just sounds horrible. Thank you for sharing that that experience with us. We greatly appreciate your call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. My name is Sydney, and I live in Victoria on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, in Canada. And my story is actually about a little island that is off of our main island called Quadra Island. And there's a hotel there called Harriet Bay Inn, and it's kind of Canada famous or BC famous for being quite haunted. It's been on the news, and I think that's kind of their claim to fame and makes the hotel pretty popular. And I believe it's been around since the late 1800s. And has kind of always been like a hotel that loggers would go to have parties, and it was just quite rowdy and lots of I guess history to the building. And then before that, it was a First Nations. I can't think of the specific word, but it's kind of where they harvested their clams and shellfish. So with that, there's just so much history to the land. But we went there, my friend and I, on a ghost hunt expedition, and we actually went with a crew, I guess, that is located out of Victoria that hosts ghost weekends and or different ghost hunts. So we paid and we went, and it was kind of a girls' trip, and both my friend and I do lots of videos on ghosts and stuff, and well, actually it's all my friend, she does all the editing. So we just kind of went for fun. Like, we've done the Maritime Museum in Victoria, and we decided that let's do something more than that. It's just an evening, let's do a whole weekend. So we were sharing a room, and right when we got there, they told us that our room was one of the haunted ones, so people would be in and out during the investigations in the evening, and the investigations went from like 8:30 p.m. all the way to about 2 or 3 in the morning. So that evening we got there, we had to take a little ferry over from the mainland, and we check in, they tell us that we're haunted. Anyways, we go up to our room and set all of our stuff away, and then we go down for dinner, and all of us are getting to know each other. It's about 25 or 30 in the group, and there's no one else in the hotel other than us and the staff. So we eat dinner, and we're all telling ghost stories, and my friend and I are kind of like the only ones out of place, just because we're more of like the skeptics that like going on ghost hunts to try to scare ourselves, whereas everyone that was there was very much intuitive and brought all of their crystals and all of these divination tools, where we pretty much brought our iPads so we could watch Netflix to go to sleep. And my friend brought like a ghost box and her camera and her video camera. Like, we just wanted evidence. So we eat dinner and then we go for a cat nap, just because the investigation is going to start at about 8 p.m. So we had about an hour in between dinner finishing and the investigation. So we went upstairs and we had to share a queen size bed. And to the left of me at the back of the room, there's this large washroom. And then on my friend's side of the bed was this armoire that all of our stuff was in. And it had a big oval mirror on it that you could see into the bathroom. So I hop under the covers. I think she's on top of the covers. And we just kind of set the alarm and fall asleep. So about 45 minutes into our nap, I just hear a little bit of a shake of the shower curtain. And then I hear a step, 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 and my eyes shoot open, and I'm facing my friend, and her eyes are open. I'm like, did you hear that? And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, is there something behind me? She's like, mm-mm. So I end up shooting under the covers because I'm a scaredy cat, where she is really brave, and she doesn't, I don't know, she's a lot harder to scare. So she gets up, and she sets up her video camera, turns on her phone to collect EVPs, puts on her ghost box, and starts recording. And so she starts asking questions like, if you're here, can you make a sound? And all of a sudden we get a knock from inside the bathroom. So at this point, I shoot from under the covers and like run across the room and I open the door and she's like, are you in or you're out, kid? So I close the door and we start asking more questions. So she has her ghost box on and she's like, if there's someone here, make something happen. I can't remember the exact events, but pretty much my mascara on the counter in the bathroom rolled off of the counter, and we hear that in the video, and we didn't realize what happened until after when we watched it, and then I went into the bathroom. So unfortunately this little part's not on the video, but you can hear it. So at this point I hear that, I run out of the room, and then I'm freaking out in the hallway, and eventually this gentleman who was our neighbor is like, oh, are you everything kind of, yeah, there's just something in our bedroom. So he ends up coming back into the bedroom with us, and he starts talking over my friend, and it kind of stopped the video from that point, like, I guess, being credible as to what was our voices and what else was going on in the room. But he's like, oh, maybe it's the kitchen below. And it, like I said, it's like a 100-year-old hotel. So he ran downstairs to check if the kitchen was below us, and he comes up and he's like, it might be the kitchen, but I don't know, I don't for sure. Later, we confirmed that we were not above the kitchen. Anyways, so we end up wrapping up. But right before we end up wrapping up, I thought I heard a little girl say, hi. And then I go, hi. And then later on, I asked everyone if they heard that in the room, and everyone was like, no. But you can hear on the video someone saying, hi. But anyways, just got ahead of myself. Anyways, the whole weekend was kind of strange. Like, nothing huge happened. We told everyone that, like, our room was haunted, and I don't think there's any major experiences left in, like, that happened in the room, but people got different kind of evidences. Like, there's a pretty cool photo that was found and some really good EVPs. But anyways, that weekend, I drive my friend home, and she literally just goes to her computer and starts uploading it, and she calls me, and she's like, you have to hear this. So she ended up taking her cell phone and recording what was being played on her computer, and she ended up actually making a video, which is on YouTube. So if you search Harriet Bay in Ghost, you can see all this. And my memory is like a little bit fuzzy just because it happened like 7 months ago. But pretty much during that video, you hear all the knocking, you hear sound happening in the bathroom. But what you don't hear, well, we didn't hear, but we hear on the video, is there's parts of my friends asking a question, being like, can you show yourself? And all of a sudden, in this disembodied voice that's really growly, you hear, come and see. And then there's also another voice that at some point it goes, the first pass. And it's really growly. It's pretty clear. And we didn't hear this at all in the room. So if I would have heard this the night that we were there, 100% we would have went home. We probably would have like caught the next ferry out or slept in our car and then caught it in the morning. So thankfully we didn't hear it. But yeah, this is all in the video. And also the little girl's voice that goes, hi, I definitely heard it. And then I say, hi, that is on the video as well. But yeah, so we had a little bit of a hard time sleeping in that room, but it was tons of fun. I have lots of ghost experiences, but I don't really share the ones that were just me, just because I don't know how credible it is when it's just you, because sometimes your imagination gets the best of you. But I do have others that include like family and friends, and those are the ones I really feel are quite credible. So I'd love to share some more sometime. But I hope you enjoy this story. Bye-bye.
Do you think ghosts that are at a notoriously haunted place enjoy the people that come just to see them constantly?
It's like it's become their job.
Yeah.
It's like we're part of the amusement. If we don't do this, we're going to be a big letdown. I guess, you know, if you're wanting to be seen or heard, mm-hmm. and people are constantly trying to see and hear you, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to being the ghost where it's like, oh, we think there might be a ghost here, but we're not sure. And you're trying everything you can to be witnessed or realize that you're there, and it just never happens. Mm-hmm. So it probably just depends what the outlook is. Although, you know, sometimes you have angry ones, too, that come out very frequently at some places. And those ones maybe just want to be at peace. You're like, no, I like this place. I don't like you here. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be seen or heard. I'm trying to make you leave.
Sure.
So I think it depends. In some places, yeah, I think it's they want it. In some places, it's like, no. This is ours now. You can go away. With this one, it sounds more like, you know, kind of like they're wanting to be heard or seen or
experienced. Yeah, kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. It is Sheila in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We are dying over here. It is 119 degrees right now. But I just wanted to call in because, well, I haven't for a while. And something happened to me very recently. It's just kind of etched in my head. But I just listened to the episode where someone had called in with the haunted real estate story. And is kind of my story going on. Currently, me and my husband, we are buying our first home. And as you know, I'm already a sensitive. My husband knows, and he's not a sensitive. But that's okay. If anything, it's good for him. So we've been house hunting for about a month. We found a house that we like. We did put an offer in, and we close on that at the end of the month. So yay us. And I did my research. The house is not known to be haunted. So good for me there. But anyway, so in the process of looking at houses, we had lined up a Saturday to look at 6 houses with my realtor. And it was me, my husband, and my son. And my son is 8. And we were looking, and, you know, we saw some houses that were okay. Like, they needed a lot of work, and they just were not in a neighborhood that we wanted them to be. We weren't impressed, you know, with the neighborhood and the schools and stuff. So we're just like, no, we'll just keep looking. So the last house that day that we looked at was built in 1951. And it kind of looked like it used to be like a double wide at some point in time, but it actually didn't look that way inside. It just looked that way on the outside. So anyway, we come up to this house, and there's this long, long porch, and it goes all the way around the front from the carport all the way over to the back of the house. And I thought that was kind of neat, but just standing there waiting for my realtor to unlock the door, I got this really uneasy feeling, and I knew that this place, there's something going on here, because I honestly didn't want to go in, but I knew that I had to, because if I didn't see it, then I would regret it later. So anyway, we go into the house. As soon as we walk in, the living room had black tile floors. Like, literally, black and pink tile floors. Ugliest thing I have ever seen. And not only was it the ugliest thing I've ever seen, it just gave the room such a creepy vibe. Like, why would you put black floors in? I could understand, you know, dark wood floors, but not black tile. And the walls were painted like this rose pink color. And the kitchen was just, it looked creepy. And when I walked into the kitchen, the first thing I noticed, there's a scorpion in the sink. Now, it was dead, but still, to me, that's omen number 2. The first one that I got was out on the porch. And so I walked back out into the living room area, and there's this long, long hallway, like horror movie hallway. It just looked super long, and the black tile made it just dark and creepy. And when we went into the living room, I was looking around. There was a black widow spider on the wall that was alive. So, third omen for me. So anyway, I started looking down this hallway, and I was very, very hesitant on even walking down the hallway. Every time I would go to move, my feet just did not want to go. And I literally had to will myself to walk down that hallway. And I started tiptoeing like something was going to jump out at me. That's how creepy it was. So I start walking down the hallway, and my husband came up behind me, and he says, "Why are you walking so slow?" And I just shook my head. I didn't want to talk or say anything. And so there was a bathroom off to the right, and I looked in there, and it was very, very old, very outdated. Had a really old tub, and then across from there was a bedroom, and the floor it was a concrete floor, because whoever lived there maybe it was tile or carpet, and they ripped it up, but there was a concrete floor, and you could see there was like a divot or something, like it was caving almost. It was really weird. So anyway, I walked in there, and it was solid when I was standing on it. Well, I felt something like someone breathing in my ear. it was really odd. And my realtor was with me, and she's like, wow, she's like, this place is kind of rough. And I said, yeah, it really is. And meanwhile, my son's just like running circles in the living room because he's 8 and he's bored. So he starts barreling down the hallway. He gets halfway down the hallway and he stops. And I peeked out and I said, what's wrong, dude? And he says, Mama, you don't see that? And I said, see what? And I looked down the hallway to this other bedroom that was painted like this yellow color. And the way the sun was coming in the window, it looked like the room was on fire. It was really, really, it was kind of neat. It was kind of pretty. But the minute I walked into the room, the door slammed shut behind me. So I'm in this room by myself. Yes, it's daytime outside, but I'm in this room by myself. And I'm just like, okay, random wind draft, blowing the door closed, whatever. But I started walking towards the closet, and as I'm walking towards the closet door slammed shut. And I was like, nope, we're done. I do not want to see anything else in this house. Now, I tried to open the door. It won't open. So I didn't panic. I was like, all right, all right, all right. So I centered myself and just kind of took a few deep breaths, and I was like, all right, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. You're going to get out of here. It's going to be fine. And just as I was putting my hand on the doorknob to turn to open the door, something grabbed my shoulder and got into my ear and whispered, get out. You are not welcome here. And then something just like punched me in the back of the head. And so I opened the door. At this point, I'm screaming because I was scared. I opened the door and I barreled down the hallway, and my realtor said, oh my God, what's going on? I said, we need to leave. We need to leave now. My realtor is a good friend of mine and she knows that I'm sensitive. So she knew something was up, and we left. Well, when I walked out, we were standing in the carport and she says, oh my God, what happened? So I told her about, you know, Trevor had said, you know, hey mommy, do you see that? And about what had happened in that room. And she said that she has shown that house to a few other people, and another woman had left very suddenly with kind of the same reaction. And my realtor knows, yes, I'm sensitive, and she also believes in that kind of thing. And, you know, so she's very supportive of that. And she says, if you get a bad vibe, she says, if something's not jiving, then this is not the house for you. And my husband was confused. He didn't know what was going on because that was the last house that we were looking at for the day. So we get in the car and I start the car, and I'm just sitting there and I'm just gripping the steering wheel, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't move anymore. First, my body just wanted to stop, and my body just wanted to lay down and recover from whatever the hell just happened. My husband was sitting in the passenger seat and he says, babe, what happened? He says, I know something happened. I know that look. And I said, can we talk about it later? And he said, sure. So start the car, the whole drive home, white knuckle on the steering wheel. I was creeped out, and I have not been that scared since the demon thing happened to me when I was 10 or 11. And I mean, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up. I was so freaked out. As soon as I got home, I blessed myself, I blessed my house, I blessed my son, my husband, and my car. I told my husband what happened, and he said, yeah, we're not going to buy that house. And I said, hell no. So I just wanted to let you know about my haunted real estate story. So I hope you guys have a good day. Bye.
Being sensitive and house hunting is always fun, because it can be a house that's not necessarily haunted, but you can still pick up on energy there. Like if there's unhappiness and stuff, you mm-hmm. can pick up on that.
The thing that sucks about it for those of us who are not sensitive, sometimes you still want to look at the house and you're urging us to leave.
I know. And I don't want you to ever confuse that with, we just don't like this house and that's yeah. our say goes. It's uh-huh. more so there's something going on that we know.
Sure.
And like, I'll tell you a story. I don't think I've even told you this, but
our house is haunted?
No, no. My first marriage, we were shopping for a house and we went in one, and I had loved the outside of this house. It reminded me of houses from when I was a kid. It was all brick. It was perfect. Went in there and it wasn't even that old.
Mm-hmm.
It was maybe 15 years old, and it just felt wrong. It didn't feel scary. It just felt wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like I couldn't put my finger on it. And anyway, we left, and then the realtor asked what I thought, and I said, well, I don't really know. I said, it's so disappointing because I loved the exterior. I was just sure that I could make the inside work. You know me. And I said, but it just feels weird. And she goes, well, I should probably tell you that the couple that live here, their adult son is in prison for child molestation.
Oh, God.
And it's like...
In the house?
I don't know if it happened in the house or not, but the thing is that that energy from him was there.
Yeah.
You know, it was just this...
And he's not even dead.
No, it was just this weird, bad vibe.
Which, that's an interesting thing, because... That's one of those things where it doesn't require people to die to have that signature left, whatever horrible thing happened. It doesn't always require, you know, a murder or death. It can just be whatever the hell it was.
And I couldn't tell if the energy I was feeling was from him and bad stuff, or if it was from the anguish of the family dealing with that.
Sure.
But it was not happy. Not a happy house.
That's an interesting thing for the realtor to share, with it not even being a murder, you know, or death. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but it was, she could just tell I wasn't going to buy this house anyway.
Sure.
But it was like, it's a small town. It was a very small town. So that's part of the everybody's and everybody else's business kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you don't want to be in the house where people don't realize that different people are living there now. And...
Well, and it might have already been stigmatized.
Sure. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Never heard that one.
No.
No. There you go.
New story for you.
New stories every day. 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online, to share your ghost stories with us. Let's go to another call. Hi.
Hi, this is Kristen from Beverly, Massachusetts. I'm originally from Connecticut, and currently I'm taking a road trip to Savannah, Georgia, listening to this podcast. So I thought I would send in my story about my grandmother, which is my most prominent ghost story that I have. When I was 8 years old, 2001, my grandmother passed away really suddenly from heart problems. My family says that it was from a broken heart because my grandfather had only passed away 6 months earlier. So we had to drive down to Florida to receive all of her things and kind of tie up the fence at her property. It was a pretty solemn trip. It was my mother's mother, so it was a really devastating death to her. We went there with all of our luggage in tow, and I had my beanie baby that I had carried around constantly, and we kind of just brought back all of her things in a U-Haul, and halfway we stopped at a hotel. In the hotel, I was visited by her. I was sleeping in a double bed next to my mother and my stepfather, and I felt this pressure beside me on my right side. When I turned over, I saw her looking at me, and she told me, "Tell your mother that I'm okay and that I love you." And I thought that was a really positive message, and my mother just was totally shocked by it when I told her in the morning. She kind of tried to re-explain to me what death was and if I really understood that my grandmother was gone. And I was pretty adamant about it, saying that, no, she was here. And this is the message that she had. So when we were leaving the hotel room, I was missing my pee baby. When I went to the car, though, it was there waiting for me in the back seat. So I was pleased by that, and we left, and we returned home to Connecticut, and all was well until we went through my suitcase and we found an identical beanie baby that I had been carrying. My mother and my stepfather, they didn't buy a second beanie baby, especially an identical one, the one that I had been carrying around. So I never heard of anybody saying that a spirit had given them a gift, but I am positive that my grandmother kind of sent out to me, maybe to save my mom from trouble, from me crying or being upset by not having it.
So my grandmother is still around. I can still feel her presence sometimes when I, well, not sometimes, all the time. I go under street lights and they turn off right when I go under it. And it kind of makes me feel like a superhero sometimes because I'm just taking the light away. But I think it's my grandmother telling me that she's here. I feel like she kind of protects me when I'm traveling. Like right now, I feel like she's been making this trip a lot easier for me. When I was 15 years old, I think, or maybe a bit older, I discovered a pendant of hers right before I was about to fly to Utah to see friends. And my mother had not looked at this jewelry box since my grandmother had passed away. She kind of just passed it to me and said, look through this the night before I was going to leave. And I found a pendant that was the Saint Christopher, who was a saint for travelers. So I carried that pendant everywhere, and she sends me messages constantly. So that was my story about my grandmother. I think it's pretty awesome, and I'll have to call back to send you more stories. Thank you.
That is really cool to still get gifts and things when you need them from your grandmother.
From the dead.
Yeah.
Be an interesting thing. Someone should start up a service where you can delay sending things, like when they arrive, mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, deliver this to so-and-so on X date in the future. And it goes and it sits like, you know, in a holding area or whatever, and then it gets delivered. So you could like give your kids, you know, birthday presents when you're, you know, say you're like 80 and you know it's going to get, you're going to die soon, mm-hmm. but you still want to give them birthday presents every year for the next 30 years or something.
Yeah.
So then you could do the service and then that sends you the gift and you could write your own cards and then it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now the business, the company stay in business for those 30 years or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, you're really kind of depending on still existing yourself to execute the wishes of the dead. And then, I suppose it could be a horrible scam as well, where it's like, okay, you're dead now, so who's going to know if we don't do this, you know?
Well, what about if they go out of business and you have this warehouse full of gifts being sent by the dead?
Yeah.
That just kind of opens up, I think, something for haunting. Somebody's going to make sure those gifts get where they're supposed to go.
There's a lot of issues in this business plan.
Yeah.
But overall, it's kind of an interesting concept, isn't it?
It is. You know? It is. I mean, you've heard of people who knew their time was coming, mm-hmm. writing letters and say, open this on such and such.
Yeah, birthday, yeah, exactly.
Like that.
It's like that, but it's a, you know, it can be a new branch of Amazon instead of, you know, it's Amazon Dead Prime or something.
Dead Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon Dead Prime.
Amazon no longer Prime. Non-prime. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Amazon expired.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'd almost need it to be like run through something massive like that, where it's probably not going to fail and the company is likely to still be around. And so they could still exist to do this.
How would you feel about getting gifts like that?
From the dead?
I think some people would like it. Some people probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it might just be a constant reminder of someone who's dead, uh-huh. that, you know, you can be, you know, you want to eventually kind of come to some sort of peace with it. It's not that you're trying to forget the person, but you also don't necessarily want constant reminders that they're dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, it's like I always, you know, I've seen it where, you know, parents who have like a terminal illness and they're younger, you know, they've created like videos for their mm-hmm. kids to watch at certain milestones. And I like that idea. That's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. This is that on a whole other scale.
But what if you think they're going to like it and they can't stand
can
you?
Can they stop the delivery of the gifts? Can
I
they be
know.
Like, no, I'm good. Thank you. I really don't want.
Return to sender.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're sending stuff that's, would it be objects that you purchased and then like they go in a vault, or is it like an Amazon type deal where we're going to send you the latest version of whatever it is for that time period? So it's not like you're ordering the coffee maker in 2017 and it's going out in 2030. And it's like, isn't this the model from like the year?
I don't know. It's your business.
I think there's a lot of things you got to think about there.
Yeah.
It's a funny idea, though.
It is funny.
Gifts from the dead. I wonder if that is something like that exists. Usually when I come up with this shit, somebody's like, oh, that exists.
If they know of it, let us know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I've been listening to your show for probably on and off for about a year and a half. But I was like, really interested in the supernatural. And my husband is the complete opposite. You know, he believes that if you see something, it's, you know, a demon or somebody trying to trick you. You know, when you die, you just go to heaven and they couldn't come back. But that's what makes my story interesting is at the time I had a 2-year-old who was in her bedroom and I was very pregnant with our second daughter. And the 2-year-old was always great about going to bed. We tuck her in. And again, I was really pregnant and our 2-year-old started screaming. So my husband jumped up and went in the bedroom to check on her, and our Labrador Retriever followed him in there. And the next thing I know, he came back with our dog who ran behind our glider and was just kind of like shaking, and he's like, she's sleeping with us. And I'm like, what? You know, what's going on? He's like, oh, I don't even want to tell you because, you know, you always overthink these things. And I'm like, well, now you have to tell me. And he's like, well, I went in the room, and she said, Daddy, Daddy, there's a man standing at the end of the bed. And, you know, he went to the end of the bed and our dog went over there and his tail went in between his legs. He started shaking. He moved away quick from that area. And my husband, who's a complete non-believer, it freaked him out enough to grab her. And that night she slept with us. And the rest of that night, it was hard for me to fall asleep because I was freaked out. Our dog, who's never scared of much, was literally like hiding behind the glider we had in our bedroom half the night shaking. So, and we had lived in this house several years. You know, who knows? Sometimes I think maybe it was my grandfather visiting. But it definitely spooked the dog and spooked my husband. And shortly after that, I had put a little Craw Girl's door, and we're still in the same house and nothing has ever happened again. But I think what freaks me out the most is that it scared my husband enough to see the dog react in that same spot that she pointed. And yeah, so that is my story. I love your show. Thanks.
Kids and animals, you can't fake it with them.
Oh, kids can fake it sometimes.
If they're little, though.
Yeah, yeah, if they're really little, yeah.
Sometimes they can't.
Sure. No, I agree. When you see them reacting, and you know your kids pretty well.
Yeah.
If it's like, oh, you're faking this, or it's legit, you can usually tell the difference. And yeah, that's it's like the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
For ghosts.
It is.
Oh. Thanks for sharing that creepy story. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thanks for listening and keeping our show on the air. If you're not an EPP yet, consider doing that and becoming one. That is what fuels the show. $5 a month is all it is. Go to ghostpodcast.com. Get access to all of our EPP bonus episodes, exclusive video content, and more up there at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. We'll be right back.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.